Title: Beach Repeat Automation for Phil's Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take Ableton Live's Beach Repeat and turn it into a controlled, repeatable drum and bass fill machine. Because here's the thing. Beat Repeat is one of the fastest ways to get that classic DNB panic edit energy. Stutters, micro rolls, those last few beats chops that feel like the track is about to fall apart in a good way. But if you just throw Beat Repeat on your drums and let it run, it'll wreck your groove, mess with your low end, and you'll spend more time apologizing to your limiter than writing music. So today the focus is arrangement automation, not random jamming. We'll build a system where Beat Repeat only hits when you tell it to hit, and you can copy and paste fills across the whole track like building blocks. Let's set the context first. Set your tempo to a typical DNB range, like 172 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. Now build a drum group with two layers. First layer, punchy one shots, kick, snare, hats, whatever your main kit is. Second layer, a break, something Eminem-ish, or a tight jungle break, even if it's tucked quietly underneath. Then route both into one group and name it Drum Bus. This is important because Beat Repeat on the bus gives you that whole kit is being chopped feeling, which is very DNB. But later, we'll also talk about keeping your one shot stable and only glitching the break, which is often the secret sauce for jungle style fills. Now, on the Drum Bus, we're going to build a little fill chain. Put devices in this order. First, EQ 8. Do a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Nothing dramatic. This is just to keep subrumble and useless low-end junk from getting repeated. Low-end multiplied by Beat Repeat is how drops lose punch. Second, Beat Repeat. Third, optional but recommended, saturator. Drive somewhere around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip-on. This helps repeats feel weighty and intentional instead of thin and clicky. Fourth, a limiter. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. This is purely safety. Beat Repeat can stack transients, and the smaller your grid gets, the more it likes to surprise you. Now open Beat Repeat and let's dial in a bass preset for fills. Start with chord timing. Grid on 1/16. Interval on 1 bar. Offset at 0. Gate at 1/16 or 1/8. Shorter gate equals tighter stutters. Repeat set to somewhere like 2 to 4. Variation at 0% for now, because we want predictability first. Now the big trigger settings. Chance should be set to 0%. That's not negotiable at this stage. If chance is above 0, Beat Repeat will randomly fire during your main groove, and you'll think your drums are flaming or your timing is broken. We want it asleep until the fill moment. Mode. Set it to insert for a fill-like effect. Insert feels like a DJ edit. It pushes the phrase forward. Later, try gate if you want the fill to feel like the drums are being grabbed and pinned for a moment instead. Inside Beat Repeat, turn filter on. For a safe starting tone, aim for a kind of band pass vibe, frequency somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz, with moderate resonance. You're basically helping the repeat read clearly without multiplying the low end. Pitch stays at 0 for now. Volume inside Beat Repeat, pull it down a bit, like minus 3 to minus 6 dB, because repeated slices can jump out. At this point, Beat Repeat is ready but it should not be firing. Perfect. Now we get to the key trick. Automate chance as your fill on and off switch. Go to Arrangement View. Hit it to show automation lanes. On the Drum Bus track, choose Automation for Beat Repeat, then Chance. Here's what you're going to draw. For most of the song, chance is 0. Then right before a transition, you pop it up, typically to 100% for a guaranteed fill. Then immediately back to 0 right after. A really classic DNB arrangement move is, every 16 bars, do a fill in the last two beats. So beats 3 and 4 of bar 16, chance goes up, then it drops back down at bar 17. And every 32 bars, you can do something bigger, like a full bar fill. Now, quick coach note here, don't assume bar line equals clean. If your break has natural swing, or your hats have groove, you can still get the fill feeling like it's arguing with the rhythm if you start the automation slightly late or early. Zoom in. Make sure the fill starts exactly on a clean transient, often the snare or a hat peak. At 174 BPM, being off by 5 to 15 milliseconds can absolutely feel sloppy. Next, we're going to make the fill feel intentional, not like the same stutter every time. The movement comes from automating grid and repeat together. Create an automation lane for Beat Repeat grid, and another for Beat Repeat Repeat. Here's a simple example. Last two beats of bar 16. On beat 3, set grid to 1/16 and repeat to 2. Then on beat 4, switch grid to 1/32 and repeat to 4. That's the ramp-up effect. It sounds like the energy is accelerating into the next phrase without you adding any new samples. When you draw this, use fixed grid snapping so your automation doesn't drift. You can draw the broad shape on a 1/16 grid, then switch your timeline to 1/32 for the tiny moves. Now, a variation that often sounds more musical than a straight ramp is what I call a stepladder. Instead of only going 1/16 then 1/32, you bounce back briefly. For example, beat 3 is 1/16, then a little moment of 1/32, then back to 1/16, and then finally 1/32 at beat 4. That return to the slower grid makes the last hit feel heavier, like you took a breath, before the final chop. Now let's talk about controlling how much of the kit gets shredded. If you beat repeat the entire drum bus, kicks and snares can get chopped too, and sometimes that's exactly what you want. But for jungle and a lot of modern rollers, it's often better to glitch the break layer while your one shot stays solid. Option A is simple. Put beat repeat directly on the break track and automate it there. Same chance idea, zero most of the time, then up during fills. Option B is cleaner and more repeatable. Build an audio effect rack on the drum bus. Here's how. Select beat repeat and saturator and group them into a rack. Create two chains. One chain is DRY. No beat repeat. Leave it clean. The other chain is fill. Put beat repeat and any extra dirt in there. Now map the chain selector to a macro called fill on. Set the chain zone so that when the macro is at 0, you only hear DRY, and when the macro is at 127, you only hear fill. Now you can automate the macro instead of automating chance. Teacher tip. This is often more consistent than chance-based triggering because it's fully deterministic. It will sound the same every time, and it's extremely copy-paste friendly. You're basically automating a blend between normal drums and your fill processing path. Now let's add that DNB finish feel, filter and pitch moves. First, filter sweep. Automate the filter frequency inside beat repeat so it closes down during the fill. For example, start around 6kHz and sweep down toward 800hz over the fill. That creates that shutting door energy right before the drop. Second, pitch drop. Automate beat repeat pitch from 0 down to minus 12 for a classic dive. Minus 24 if you want it to be extreme. Keep it short, like a quarter bar or half bar, otherwise it starts feeling like a gimmick instead of a transition tool. And you can make the pitch feel more like an edit than an effect by stepping it instead of drawing a smooth line. For example, 0, then minus 2, then minus 5, then minus 12 across the last beat. That stepped motion screams jungle sampler vibes. Now, another classic. Repeat plus hard cut. Put a utility after beat repeat. Automate the gain so it's normal during the fill. And then right at the drop you snap back to your default. You can even do a tiny 1 dB dip right before impact, like a micro duck, then return. It creates this inhale-exhale sensation that makes the drop feel bigger. If your sub is getting smeared, consider adding an auto filter after beat repeat and automate a high pass just during the fill. You're basically saying, cool, do your stutter but leave my low-end foundation alone. Now, two stability upgrades that will save you pain later. First, automate input gain into the fill. Beat repeat reacts differently depending on how hot the signal is going in. So instead of letting your limiter fight spikes afterward, put a utility before beat repeat and automate a small dip, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB, only during the fill window. This keeps the fill tone and density consistent when you copy and paste fills across the arrangement. Second, make your automation reset proof. This is an intermediate level problem that wastes hours. You copy a fill somewhere, later you tweak your default settings and suddenly old fills don't return correctly, because the automation never explicitly resets. Fix it by creating a tiny reset moment right after the fill. Even a 1/16 note long step that forces key parameters back to default, chads back to 0, grid back to 1/16, repeat back to your base value, filter and pitch back to neutral, volume back where it was. It feels boring, but it makes your session bulletproof. Now let's cover the biggest mistakes to avoid. 1. Leaving chance above 0 during the main groove. That's how you get random stutters that sound like timing errors. 2. Repeating full low-end drums without control. Your drop loses punch and your limiter starts doing ugly work. 3. Too long fills too often. DNB thrives on momentum. If every 8 bars is a full bar glitch, the track starts feeling stop-start. 4. Grid too tiny with no level management. If you go 1/64 on a hot drum bus, transient stacking will clip fast and get harsh. 5. Not resetting after the fill. The best fill in the world still sounds wrong if the next bar accidentally stays pitched down and filtered. Now for a quick practice exercise. This is how you build a fill library you can reuse. Pick a 16-bar section before a drop. Then make three fill moments, like at the end of bar 16, bar 32, and bar 48. Fill is a subtle roller. Turn the fill on for the last two beats. Grid stays at 1/16, repeat at 2, and do a slight filter sweep down. Nothing crazy. It should feel like punctuation, not a breakdown. Fill B is an energy ramp. Turn it on for the last bar. Dart 1/16. Then push to 1/32 in the last two beats. Repeat goes from 2 to 4. And if you have saturator in the fill chain, automate a tiny drive increase, like plus 1 or 2 dB, just for that moment. Fill C is a dark cutdown. Turn it on for the last half bar. Do a hard filter sweep down. Do a pitch drop from 0 to minus 12. And then slam everything back to normal exactly on the drop. That hard reset is what makes it feel professional. Then bounce it out and listen to one key question. Do the fills push you forward or do they interrupt the groove? If they feel like interruptions, shorten them. Sometimes the difference between pro and amateur is literally going from a full bar to a quarter bar. One more workflow speed tip. Once you like a fill, select that time range and consolidate it so it becomes a visible named region and arrangement. Even if it's the same underlying audio and MIDI, it becomes a fill token you can move around quickly and keep your arrangement organized. Let's recap the core system. Beat repeat becomes a controlled fill tool when you automate either chance from 0 to 100, or you build an effect rack and automate a fill macro. For DNB fills, automate grid and repeat to create density changes, especially in the last two beats of a phrase. Keep low and tight with an EQ before the repeat, and use a limiter as safety. Add character with filter sweeps, pitch dips, and distortion, ideally inside a parallel fill chain so the main drums stay clean and heavy, and place fills at phrase endings, every 16 or 32 bars, so they feel like arrangement punctuation, not random glitches. This audio version is shortened for playback.